Hey guys, welcome to number 133 ever episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. Today we are going to be recapping the Wizards vs. Celtics game and previewing the Wizards vs. Clippers game, but mainly also talking about what is Bradley Beal? Is he a number one? Is he a number two? Is he even a number three on a championship team? We are going to break all of that down in today's episode. I hope you guys do enjoy. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, review. Sorry I haven't got out with my divisional round recap for the Gold Sports Network. That will be definitely coming tomorrow. That's not even a question. That will be coming tomorrow. But again, today's episode, recapping the Wizards vs. Celtics game and then previewing the Wizards vs. Clippers game is what will be happening. And there's just so much to break down, so we got to get into it right now. And I was afraid to record this because I wasn't even sure if I was able to digest a 29-point loss at home to a, at the time, below 500 team. Now, this is just called unacceptable. And, right, first game, my Celtics Jr. is coming back. Let me do this. I would just like to give a big round of applause to the Washington Wizards for putting up 87 points. No, it doesn't matter how many points they allow. If you put up 87 points and expect to win, there's some issue. There's some issue if you allow 87 points and expect to win. But the Celtics finished with three-pointers, and that was the main thing. Like, the Celtics aren't a good three-point shooting team. But it doesn't matter because they're so open every single time that it doesn't even matter. Now, you know, there's one player I got to give some credit to, and that is Jason Tatum, right? There's nothing the Wizards can do about Jason Tatum having his best game against them, right? That's not in their control. What is in their control, though, is the amount of points that he did get. Right, yes, you can have a good game, but eventually, part of 14 three-point attempts and making nine, he takes those 14 three-point attempts because he's wide open. He's wide the heck open. And so, there's no one that, I mean, it didn't even matter. The second best player on the court for the Celtics was Jaylen Brown. And yes, he had a great game with like a plus minus, but 18 points for him, I don't think we really saw his full potential and what he could do on the basketball floor. I mean, it was really just Tatum. I mean, truly, it was really, really just Tatum. I easily, if it was just Jason Tatum 1-on-5 against the Wizards, they'd be in a very competitive game. I'm just being completely honest. That version of Jason Tatum was unbelievable. But the Wizards also didn't help themselves out, right? For the Celtics, they had guy plus 36, Marcus Smart, plus 31, Jason Tatum, plus 32, Robert Williams. Like, you can't have these players that are outscoring them by so much. And, right, first quarter, second quarter, right? Here's the problem, though. The Wizards never led. The Celtics took off with a lead, and then they never stopped. They never stopped. And part of it was because of the Wizards' lack of defensive ability and their shooting. I mean, 35.5% from the field. No, not from the three-point line. From the field goal. Their shots. They shot 35%. They took 93 shot attempts, and the Celtics took 90. They took three more shot attempts and lost by 29. Can we just think about how that's mathematically possible? I mean, I'm a pretty big math and statistic person. I'm just trying to get my way around how that's possible. When you attempt three more shots than the other team and lose by 29, there's obviously a big difference there. The point is, the Wizards just couldn't get anything going. Bradley Beal, 19 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, but he really didn't play like that. Like, he didn't really make that much of an impact. I did see some promising things, though. Beal had a couple good passes to Hachimura from 3. Beal from 3. Hachimura, I do like that he was a plus 7 here, right? 7 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Yes, it's not the best game. And, I mean, efficiency was okay. Again, not the best game, but it's better. And that's always when I want to see much more better. Is it better? Is it better? And I think right now we looked at, we saw what the Wizards can do, right? We saw good moments from Hachimura. Thomas Bryant had some good moments. Beal had some good passes. Avdija, literally, I think, is better three-point shooting with a hurt leg. He was holding his leg and still made a three-point. It was unbelievable to watch. But in general, the only time the Wizards were good is when Jason Tatum was off the floor. Like, I know there were other guys with more of a positive plus-minus, but that wasn't the point. They could not do anything when Jason Tatum was on the basketball floor. And that eventually makes a difference, and that's where we come into this Bradley Beal conversation, right? Because Bradley Beal, is he a number one? Can you call someone a number one where the other team's number two played to the same caliber as the Wizards' number one, if anything, better? Are we learning anything that Bradley Beal can lead a team? And Beal's a great player. But recently, I haven't seen anything that proves that Beal can lead a really winning caliber basketball club. And so when I look at these trade rumors, and, you know, Beal could probably get frustrated, which I understand, right? This Wizards team isn't that great this year. But at the same time, eventually the blame comes at the star, right? Yes, it might have not all been Aaron Rodgers' fault on Saturday when they lost to the 49ers. But eventually when you put up 10 points, you're going to lose the football game. And that goes on your star. And that was Aaron Rodgers. That's Aaron Rodgers' fault. When you're inside the 10-yard line, a chance to take a 14-point lead and you don't convert, that is your fault. That is your fault. And that's the only – I'm sorry. A chance to take an 11-point lead. That is Aaron Rodgers' fault. And eventually, when the Wizards have a chance to at least get themselves back in the game with Jason Tatum off the floor – and Beal can't lead a much better basketball club than the Celtics, or when Tatum's on the floor, that doesn't sound like a number one either. And I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is a number one, but eventually, some blame has got to go on the star. And just think about who Bradley Beal's had in his career. He's had John Wall, never really went anywhere. He had Russell Westbrook. They were a below 500 team the entire season last year. They never went above 500. Yes, they were a great team at the end of the season, but they never went above 500. And then he has now all this depth. He has good, like, you know, consistent. I say consistent, they're not consistent, but he has good flashing depth. He has good flashing stars and some depth. Still can't go anywhere. Eventually, does this become a Wizards problem? Does this just become, okay, they can't build a team, or does this become a Beal problem? I'll put that question below. Tell me what you guys think. We're going to have a trade episode coming up, and Beal's right now is in a lot of rumors since he hasn't been playing that great recently. And who knows? Bradley Beal could turn it around right now. The Wizards could start winning basketball games, and they could really play great. But then at the same time, they can also have these bad moments. So I'm really looking forward to see how the Wizards can adjust and see how they play. Please put what you guys think is going to happen in the question below that I do post again. That's only for Spotify people, so listen on Spotify as well, so you can answer that question. Bradley Beal getting 50 to 55 fantasy points. He got 39. I had Jason Tatum getting 50 to 55 fantasy points. He got 90. I had Jaylen Brown getting 45 to 50 fantasy points. He got 24. And I had Kyle Kuzma getting 40 to 45 fantasy points. He got 18. In general, terrible. But can we just talk about that? 90. 90 for Jason Tatum. I didn't even know 90 was possible on ESPN Fantasy. I haven't put up a player that's close to 90 yet. Is 90 really that possible? Unbelievable. This, all you gotta do is give credit to Jason Tatum, and when everyone says, like, Tatum can't be a number one on the team, yes, he's going against the Wizards, who are a mediocre team this year. They've shown signs of being much better than mediocre, but they've also shown signs of being much worse than mediocre. But in general, when you could put 51 points on a team that's, like, the same caliber as you, at least when you look at the records, and you've put up 90 fantasy points, I mean, you've got to give the guy some credit. So, great job by Jason Tatum. He really had an amazing basketball game. But we do need to get into this preview. It will be a quick one since the game does start soon between the Washington Wizards and the Los Angeles Clippers. Starting with the injuries, the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard out, Paul George out, and so is Jason Preston. He has out, no injuries for the Wizards. Kawhi and Paul George, those are really the two main ones that do hurt the Clippers. They're top two players. Possibly both out for the season, so really, really crazy here. How the Clippers are still finding a way to still win an okay amount of basketball games with the injuries that they do have. Starters, Wizards, Spencer Dinwiddie, Bobby Bilka, Davis, Caldwell Pope, Kyle Kuzma, and Daniel Gaffer will be the first five to lace up on the basketball court for the Los Angeles Clippers. Reggie Jackson, Amari Coffey, Nicholas Batum, Marcus Morris Sr., and Ivaka Subac. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Nicholas Batum, because Nicholas Batum, right, he didn't really have that big of a role in Charlotte, got a big contract, and he kind of turned into this guy, just got rid of his contract. But now with the Clippers raising a cheaper contract, but he's getting the job done, making a lot of three-pointers, playing some good defense. So I'm really looking forward to see how he will show up against Kadeem's Caldwell Pope, because I think that's really going to be a fun matchup to watch in today's game. Moving on to my prediction, I have the Wizards getting a 6-point win, 111-105, starting off with my Coburn's catch. I think the Wizards will win because of the Clippers' offensive abilities. With Kawhi Leonard and Paul George out, the Clippers are missing that score, right? That top scorer that they can rely on. Now, sometimes Reggie Jackson comes to play, and he has a strong game, and someone else has a strong game, like Eric Bledsoe. But the Wizards, the only thing that they can't stop them, that can't stop them from winning, is if the other team is making the 3-point shots, right? This has been a problem all season at this point, especially in their 29-point loss against the Celtics. Well, the Clippers are one of the worst 3-point shooting teams in the entire National Basketball Association, the fourth worst 3-point shooting team. The Wizards get lucky in this area. And their paint game isn't the best either, no offense to Ivica Zubac, but he just usually doesn't get the job done as much. And I do think he'll have a good game, but it's still Ivica Zubac versus Montrezl Harrell, some Daniel Gafford, because he hasn't been playing a lot recently, and Thomas Bryant, right? And that's really, really interesting to me. The Wizards will win by 6 because of the Clippers' lack of capabilities on the offensive side of the ball. Moving on to spread time. Wizards -4.5, Clippers +4.5, over under 219.5. I would pick the under. I do think that is a reasonable over under, though. I do have 216 points in my game, and I would pick the Wizards. Mine, I have Wizards -6.5, Clippers +6.5, over under 217.5. I would pick the under, and I would pick the Clippers as a 6-point win again for the Washington Wizards. Moving on to fantasy outlook. I have Spencer Dinwiddie getting 50 to 55 fantasy points. I have Kyle Kuzma getting 40 to 45 fantasy points. I have Eric Bledsoe getting 30 to 35 fantasy points. And I think, to me, when I was predicting this game, I think it just came down to which point guard is going to step up, Reggie Jackson or Eric Bledsoe, because I think one of them is going to have a good game. I think Bledsoe will be the one who has a good game, not Reggie Jackson. But yet again, if Reggie Jackson is a good game and Bledsoe doesn't, I wouldn't be surprised. I just want you to know that. I would both have them predicting. Here's the thing. If they both are great, I would be surprised. But if one of them's a good great, I mean, like, I think any one of them could put up sick. If this is Reggie Jackson, right? If I'm replacing Eric Bledsoe with Reggie Jackson, he'll get 30 to 35 fantasy points, but Bledsoe will have the same amount as what Reggie Jackson will have now. The Bledsoe is going to step up. Hopefully that makes sense. I just think they're really. No, I think Bledsoe just has a little bit more of a better playmaking ability, which would be worse for the Wizards. And I do think he's, they're pretty tight in 3-point shooting. It's really close. Again, I just think Bledsoe will step up a little bit more because of his playmaking and his defense. And Ivica Zubac getting 30 to 35 fantasy points. What punctuation do you put on that percentage? I'm going to put a period. I think 56.5% in favor of Washington to win is very reasonable. The Wizards are the more talented team with Leonard and George out for the Clippers, but the Wizards have also been struggling recently. Their 29-point loss to Boston proves that. I think this percentage is reasonable and gets a period. Last but not least, who ya got? I think Spencer Dinwiddie will be the best player on the floor tonight. Bradley Beal's production has been less recently, and we're going to have a trade episode coming up really soon. And so I'm really, really looking forward to tell you why I think his production's down. And Dinwiddie will take advantage of that and be the great guard the Wizards need to win basketball games. I think Dinwiddie will be the who ya got player of the game. And the stat line that looks like this, 24 points. 5 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, 0 blocks, 47% field goal shooting, including a dub, as Bradley Beal would say, for the Washington Wizards. Hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, view, respond to my question, enjoy the game tonight. Look out for my divisional round picks on the Cool Sports Network coming up. Again, I will be coming tomorrow. And of course, as always, I'll see you next time. Peace.